Nothing about the A380 has been easy, even the original idea to build it. In 1993, Airbus and Boeing agreed to cooperate to see if there was a future for such a large plane. Cooperation was short-lived. Boeing pulled out. Airbus went ahead on its own. 7 years on, and Airbus launches Project A3XX, a double-decker plane. Singapore Airlines was the first to see it had the X factor and became the launch customer, buying 10. By 2002, it had become clear everything about this project was massive. There were 16 factories and plants producing major parts. The cockpit and main part of the fuselage were built in France. The wings came from Britain. The empennage was made in Spain, with cabin fittings and electrics to be done in Germany. Getting the parts to Toulouse, where the largest single building in Europe had been constructed for final assembly, was like a military operation. Bridges were built, roads were widened, canals constructed. January 2005, and Airbus introduced the world to the A380. Weeks before the rollout, Airbus had announced it was €1 billion over budget. Nevertheless, the leaders from the four countries behind Airbus heralded the collaboration.
It is a symbol of economic strength, technological innovation, the dedication of the workforce that built it.
Rollout was followed a few months later by the maiden flight. But even this milestone quickly lost its luster when Airbus announced the plane was 6 months behind schedule. And worse, it would miss the 2006 delivery deadline to Singapore. Over budget and overdue. Tumultuous times for Airbus. Crisis plans were put in place. Delivery numbers for the first year were slashed from 25 to 9. And the shares in the parent company plunged by a quarter. Airbus responded and fired the man at the top. Christian Streiff stepped in.
It's just a crisis with our customers for one plane and one specific issue.
Just as quickly, he stepped out, but only after announcing another 12-month delay. Amidst all this misery, the Super Jumbo continued its flight testing, visiting airports across four continents, undergoing the cold soak and heat tests vital to ensure it was safe. It finally received its Certificate of Airworthiness in March of this year. The A380 was fit to fly.